Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Yes, you can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform to raise awareness for, you know, narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, victims, survivors, and narcissists alike, and also validate the victims and survivors of narcissistic personality disorder as a whole. Today's episode is going to be about the dreaded co-parenting with a narcissist. And this is from personal experience. Because I co-parent with my son's older mom, my oldest son's mom, and I am a narcissist. So I can kind of give you perspective on how I think when I, co-parenting and things like that. So in my mind, I always want to be right. And I know that's people are like, hey, Lee, we didn't have to click on your channel to know that narcissists want to be right. Okay, brother. We already knew that, right? Am I right? Yeah. You're right. But it's different when you have kids because you want to be right in raising them to become the best version of themselves that reflect you the best. Like, I know this, again, is going to sound very, very prototypical as a parent, but like, narcissist mind works a little bit differently. You want the world to view your kid good because your narcissists typically view their children as reflections of us. Like, they are direct reflections of how I view myself on this planet. So I want people to view my kids how they view me, and I want people to view my kids, as good human beings, as good people, for the most part. So I want to control that aspect of stuff like that. So decision-making, I want to be controlling decision-making, like school, classes, you know, sports, timing, schedule, living conditions, you know, literally everything. So when you're trying to co-parent with a narcissist, you have to realize that if the narcissist is actually trying to co-parent with you, because some of them don't. Some of them, yes, they do abandon the kids, and that's terrible. They're evil, you know, evil people. They just abandon their kids. Sometimes they will threaten to abandon the kids if you don't give them what they want schedule-wise. You don't drop it. I've seen it so many times. If you don't continue to sleep with them, if you don't drop the child support, if you don't, you know, take them, if you don't, you know, just all that type of stuff right there. They'll threaten to abandon the kids. So in that situation right there, you can kind of tell how they really feel about the kids. If they can threaten to abandon them based on some monetary gain or monetary loss or a day or two, the schedule differences and things like that, then they don't really care about those kids. You can kind of tell with the situation right there, because that's one of the questions I get so much. Do narcissists really care about their kids? Do they love their kids? I need to know. Like, you have it. How are they treating the kids, and how are they threatening to abandon the kids and leave the kids alone based on something that you experienced? Like that, based on something that anybody has experienced. So that's why in the mindset of things right there, when you're dealing with a narcissist trying to co-parent, you have to realize that they are coming from a place of, you know, the ego is going to be bigger. So if you try to override a decision that a narcissist makes, if you try to override a decision that I make, like, okay, I want them to go to this school and play this sport. If you try to override that because you're the mom or because you're the dad, You're going to get a lot of backlash and a lot of heat from that narcissistic person, especially somebody like me. Somebody like a narcissist will threaten, like, okay, cool, I'm not going to help them practice. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to take them to practice. All that's going to be, you want to play this sport? You want them to play this sport instead of the sport I wanted them to play? Cool. You're going to take the burden of going to make sure they get to practice, make sure you pick them up and things like that. That's all on you. No, and I know your work schedule doesn't allow you to do that. So you needed me to take them to pick them back and forth between practice. So you needed me to do that. So I'm threatening to not do that because you try to override me. Oh, okay, cool. I'm not, and my son or my daughter could want to play that sport, but I don't want them to play that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to take them to practice. You do it. Make sure they have a ride home. Make sure they have a ride to and from practice and things like that. You know what I mean? So that situation arises right there. So, when you co-parent with the narcissist, realize that they are coming from a place of entitlement because they think they are entitled to that kid not even 50-50. It's more like 75-25. We feel like our opinions matter more than yours. So take that into consideration when you're trying to make decisions with narcissistic people, when co-parenting wise. And here's a tip too. Read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Read that book. If you have to co-parent with a narcissist, I suggest you read that book, because it's a book about how to make stuff mutually beneficial, or how to make stuff appear that is mutually beneficial when it's really benefiting you more than it's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Benefiting the other person, because like things like that in a situation, like you have to get, you know, to get something from a narcissist, to get them to agree to something that they normally wouldn't agree to, you have to make it seem like it's benefiting them in one way or another. You have to make it seem like they are getting something from this situation. You have to make it seem that there is more gain than loss from the narcissist, because narcissistic people don't like to take losses, folks. They do not like to take losses. No way, shape, or form do they like to take losses or hold it L or anything like that. So that you have to make it seem like it's going to benefit the narcissist in one way or another. You just have to. I know you say like, well, it seems like we got to work extra hard to do this with this narcissist person. Yeah, you got to work extra hard because you got a narcissist. You got a baby by a narcissist. You can be a man or you can be a woman, but you do have a baby by a narcissist. So you have to deal with it. So in that situation right there, you have to come to the forefront. You have to realize that this is not a normal mindset that you're dealing with. My mindset is a little twisted. So I'm not like, I'm going to always picking me. It makes stuff more beneficial to me than it's going to be for the kids. And it's definitely going to be for you. As long as it's benefiting me in some way, shape, or form, cool. You have to make, like I said, when you co-parent with a narcissist, if you're not doing parallel parenting, I'll do a whole other video on parallel parenting, but parallel parenting is when, like, you just parent on your time, don't make any suggestions to the other parent or whatever, you just parent on your time, they parent on their time, how they see fit. You know, there's no intermingling, there's no anything like that. That's how you go low contact, by parallel parenting. But if you're going to co-parent, then you literally have to make it seem like it's going to be beneficial to them. You just have to. Hey, if he plays this sport that you don't like, I know you don't like this sport. I know you don't like him playing, I know you don't like him playing backgammon or, you know, lacrosse. You don't like him playing lacrosse. But he's going to be great at lacrosse, and that's going to make you look really, really good. People are going to be like, damn, who's his dad? Who's his mom? It's going to make you look really, really good. You see how that right there? You stroked the narcissist's ego, and you made it sound like it's going to be beneficial towards them because it's going to end up making them look good. I know, like I said, I know it's overkill. I know you have to do a lot. I know you have to. But like I said, you got a baby by a narcissist. You got kids by a narcissist. It's different if you've been married for a while and you have babies with them. I feel like it's always different. But like, if you don't, stop. Look, this is not even meant to be controversial, but stop having babies by people you don't know. This is men and women both. Stop having babies by people you meet 2 weeks in. It's like, let's have a family together. Stop getting pregnant by people you don't know their last name or you don't know where they're from. You don't know their criminal history. You don't know anything about it. Stop having babies by people you do not know. That blows my mind. Like, oh, I know we only been together 1 month, but let's have a family. Let's have a family together. Like, what's your last name? Don't worry about it. Okay, cool. Clap these cheeks. Here's the cheeks. Clap them. Stop. Stop getting pregnant by people you don't know. Stop getting people pregnant that you don't know. That's how you live terrible lives. That's how you live terrible existences, and kids get raised in these terrible conditions because their parents didn't know each other when they were created. It's just a random cheek clap and some love bombing. You know, like I said the other day, they set the love bomb off inside of you. And you had a baby by it. Stop having babies by people you do not know, because this is how you create these situations. Like, I wish I would have known this before I had a pregnant. Like, I wish you would have known him before you got pregnant. I wish you would have known her before you got her pregnant. I wish I'd have known how this person was before I had it. They trapped me with a baby. Nobody can trap you with a baby. You know, like I said, I truly believe that nobody can truly trap you with a baby. Like, if you, I'm, of course, the religious aspect comes into it, but I'm like pro you. I'm a man, your body, your choice. Let's just leave it at that. Your body, your choice. I'm just leave it at that right there. Because if you, like, nobody can trap you with a baby. Like, oh my goodness, they just trapped me. It was 2 weeks in, they trapped me with a baby. Where's the protection at? How did they trap you? They looked at it, again, said they uncovered love bomb off inside of you. And now you got a baby with somebody you've been knowing for 2 weeks. Stop. Anyway, y'all, I gotta cut this thing short. I gotta hop on this 101, y'all. I really, really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because guess what? As much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from y'all. I'm truly thankful. Mental illness is out. Peace. Click, boop. Give me 5 stars on Apple, y'all. I know y'all still listening. 5 stars, please. Thank you so much. Peace.